6:46 here on AM 1460, the new WXVR. You are listening to the Metro South Morning Program, PM in the AM. Peter Zimbor and Mike Pepe here with you on this Friday morning until 9 a.m. this morning. Joining us right now via the telephone is a returning guest of the show. He is the host of C-Suite with Jeffrey Hazlett, which airs on Bloomberg Television. It's very apropos that the host of C-Suite with Jeffrey Hazlett is none other than Jeffrey Hazlett. Jeffrey, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks. That's a mouthful. You worked that name in there like 50 times. That's awesome.
You know, I want people to know Jeffrey Hazlett. By the way, we thank you for tweeting at us this morning. Very appreciative. You said you do it last time, and you didn't. We were like, we thought we got along with Jeff, but this morning you made up for it. You did, but okay.
I'll try to make up for it again, then, if I went tweetless. That's a rare thing for me.
Well, Jeffrey Hazlett is an avid tweeter, folks. He's the host of C-Suite on Bloomberg Television. Jeffrey, last time we spoke to you, C-Suite was just premiering on Bloomberg Television. Since then, it's been successful. Congratulations on that. Describe to us the feedback you've received from consumers and viewers about C-Suite on Bloomberg Television since it premiered, because last time you were on our show, I think it premiered that night.
It premiered that night, and actually I did the very first show. It was on Dunkin' Donuts, a very big brand up there in the Boston area, and a very successful franchise. And so, yeah, the show has been actually well-received, number one in primetime on the business side. I'm up against some of the best shows in the world, but on the business side, we've been doing really, really well. And what people like about it is the fact that I just ask questions that most people want to ask. I think that's the biggest thing, and I ask them. I sit there in the C-suite with all these executives, and I make sure that I ask questions that a lot of people want to know.
The initial episode focused on Dunkin' Donuts. You also did an episode that I saw on, I believe, a major soccer team over in Europe. What are some of the cooler businesses that you've been able to investigate as part of your C-suite duties as host?
Well, I did MGM, which I thought was one of the best ones that we did, and also Cadillac, which has been coming back. Of course, they've been in the news with GM on all the potential lawsuits and recall. Obviously their CEO has been very, very prominent in that. But, Cadillac, here's a brand that's, a noun, a verb, an adjective, and here they are trying to build back that luxury market, but yet they rode that market literally to death, and at the same time, they just weren't cool. So how's a company supposed to be cool, come back, and be a luxury brand when they're in a bankrupt city and they were a bankrupt company? So I was very curious about that.
Well, the C-Suite television program airs on Bloomberg Television. You're bringing the TV version of C-Suite sort of to a stage in front of some qualified attendees for the annual C-Suite conference. I say annual. Is this going to be annual?
It's going to be more than annual. We're going to actually do this about four times a year just in North America, and then we're taking over to Europe and Asia as well. The first one's May 4th to the 6th for qualified executives, those people that are in the C-Suite. From businesses $10 million to roughly $3 billion. Now, we'll take businesses that are much bigger than that, and we do have some Fortune 10 companies that are going to be actually in the audience and on the stage, but we're primarily targeting those people who are in the C-suite, VP or above, on the smaller businesses. But we have a lot of CEOs, CMOs, CFOs, CSOs, CROs, anything with a C in it, we basically have in the audience. In our first conference, which is in May in Dallas, we have about 350 of those executives that will be getting together, talking about their successes and failures, and listening to some of the greatest speakers that we've got and lined up for.
Some of the folks who have appeared in the C-Suite television program will be appearing live at this conference, I take it?
Yeah, we actually have some people on our advisory board. The CFO of Dunkin' Donuts is on our advisory board. They're out of Boston, but we've also got, I've got the chief revenue officer for Axiom. I've got the chief marketing officer for SAP, the chief sales officer for T-Mobile. So some of the biggest brands that you've seen, even the chairman of Sony Electronics is going to be on the stage.
When you mentioned that some of these great business leaders are going to be on stage discussing their successes and failures, sometimes the failures are the most fun stories to tell because falling on your ass can be the most fun, saying, I'm not going to have that happen again, and improving. What are some of your best stories that you've heard from highly successful business execs who have turned failures into learning experiences and blossomed from it?
Well, I tell you, I'm going to use Dunkin', a local brand there. I was very impressed with the team. Here's a team that basically almost their entire management team switched out over 5 years They went back into California, a state that they had failed many times before, but yet now they seem to be doing it, and they're expanding at a great number. They've turned the stock around. They've turned, you know, the unit cost around. They've turned the profitability of that company around. You know, everyone I know in Boston, you mentioned Dunkin', and they love it. And so when I was doing that story, to listen to that executive team and sit around the table with all of the executives of Dunkin' Donuts and then to watch them come together that fast is a pretty big story, because it takes a lot of personality to run a company and to be able to get along, and Dunkin' seems to have, you know, brewed the right kind of moment.
Louis Black, the comedian, a few years ago did a comedy bit about being on the West Coast and being on a street where he looked to the left of him walking down the street and there was a Starbucks, and he looked to the right and across the street there was a Starbucks. And a lot of people laughed at that, said that's preposterous. And I said around here, that's Dunkin' Donuts. There's one on every street corner. And there is sometimes, I know of two places where there's a Dunkin' Donuts directly across the street from another Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, well, there's even a place in Vancouver, Canada, where on all four corners of a street, there actually is a Starbucks. So, but, you know, what people want is they want the convenience of that. And, you know, it's great to see that brands like Dunkin' are doing it, and, you know, or any brand they're after that, you know, that wants to take care of their customers. If the customers want it, they're willing to pay for it, and they can afford to do it, they'll do it. I mean, that's what makes this a great country, and the, you know, that free enterprise system work, and that's what we see in the C-suite. And it's, you know, it's about time we started getting to selling stuff rather than cutting stuff in this country. And that's what we're starting to see, a trend that's coming out of that C-suite right now.
Once again, we're chatting with Jeffrey Hazlett, host of C-Suite on Bloomberg Television. Jeffrey, earlier you mentioned one of the cooler episodes of C-Suite that you've done thus far was on the MGM Grand, the big casino company based out of Las Vegas. Here in Massachusetts, don't know if you're familiar with this, there's a lot of debate as to whether or not the state should allow casinos into the state to become, you know, a legal business in the state. From your experiences dealing with MGM, casino business, good business right now, bad business? Is it good because it's only in selective places throughout the country and people travel to those places, or is it something that more can be sustained, you think?
Well, I think eventually we're going to see, you know, gambling and casinos or that. And you got to look at, they're more than just the casinos. They're an entertainment venue. They're a restaurant venue. You know, I'm not a big gambler, but I do go to Vegas for business a lot. I don't do the gambling. I don't do the casino side, but I do all the restaurants and shows and everything else it has to offer. So when you look at it, you can't just look at that. That's what I think. But if you're opposed to that side of a business, that's one you don't want to bring in, because they are going to bring that element into it. But everything else rises. The biggest thing I saw, and we never got to put this on the show at Bloomberg around MGM, was the fact that they cared about their community as much as they did. You know, because for television, that stuff doesn't work. It's not controversial. It doesn't make people cry. But, you know, I sit in rooms where these employees of this company cared about their local community, and behind all the neon, behind all the glitz, behind the pyramids that are out there in Las Vegas, there's a community where they man the PTA, they go to local churches, you know, they do volunteer work. And I thought that was a very unique side that you don't get to see when you talk about the casino side of the business.
C-Suite Conference is held May 4th to the 6th at the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, a good take. We're chatting with Jeffrey Hazlett here on AM 1460, the new WXBR. What are some high-end businesses that you have not explored yet that you hope to explore on upcoming episodes and seasons of C-Suite on Bloomberg Television?
I have a long, long list of people that I want to really
go to. Let's go to the top, friend.
Well, I want to go to businesses like Starbucks. I do want to go talk to those guys about what they're doing, how they're doing certain things. I want to go to businesses like Dell and what Michael Dell's doing right now, that he's taken back control of a company that he let control go. And that's one of the other ones. I want to do PetSmart. I want to talk about, you know, how people are spending more money on their pets than they are on their kids. So I'd kind of like to get into that. I'd like to go to the owner and talk to the owner of Chick-fil-A and about his views, his personal views, and how they impact that business when he's going to take some controversial stance. And so, and I got a long list past that.
2 years ago, when there was an NFL lockout during the NFL season's off season, I took a look at some different NFL teams throughout the league, and I found that all the books are closed except for the Green Bay Packers, who are a publicly traded company. Any sports route you'll be going? Because, like I said, I really enjoyed that episode you did in that soccer team.
Yeah, we did the Seattle Sounders, which is one of the most successful franchises there is. And, of course, they had partnered with the Seattle Seahawks to become, you know, just a powerhouse. I mean, they have over 76,000 fans that go to a game. More fans, you know, go to that soccer game than most football teams around the country in a sport that's, quite frankly, wouldn't be in most people's top three. There are a couple more. I'd really truly like to look at either the Boston Red Sox or the Yankees. I know there's going to be controversial saying on the Boston station, but I would like to look at those organizations because the way in which they run them at that level, that, you know, and we're talking about big, big bucks, that's a C-suite I'd like to get into.
It's amazing that the Boston Red Sox, even people that don't like baseball here in the Northeast and, you know, obviously the Massachusetts state, people walk around wearing Red Sox paraphernalia all day just basically as an identification of where they're from. Even if they're not a baseball fan, it's amazing the amount of merchandise they move outside of the baseball realm of things.
Well, there's a strong affinity. I mean, I think that's why a lot of cities do like to have some type of major league sports team. And even if you don't like soccer, you don't like baseball, you don't like football, you can identify, hey, that's our team. And I think there's a big portion of that. Doesn't happen everywhere, but for a large amount of people, I mean, we remember, we grow up through that. We grow up, you know, playing sports as we, you know, move through the school system, and then high school and then college. And so that helps us give an identity that we'd like to have. Unfortunately, in my state where I live, South Dakota, we don't have that. We got to identify with either the Denver Broncos or unfortunately, our perennial losing Minnesota Vikings.
Well, you know, they had a good run in the late 90s, but then that's about it. We're chatting with Jeffrey Hazlett here on WXBR. Jeffrey, where can folks find more information out about the C-Suite Conference?
Oh, it's just fantastic. Just go to csuitenetwork.com. So it's C-Suite, S-U-I-T-E, network.com. But just, you know, Google us and you'll find it.
And when will new episodes of C-Suite be airing on Bloomberg Television?
I will be talking about that very soon, but I have some important meetings yet today, but, you know, we've been the highest grossing, highest net franchise, you know, on Bloomberg, so I think we look to be moving ahead pretty quick.
So you'll be back on the show to tell us about that as soon as you can, right?
Exactly.
That's Jeffrey Hazlett of Bloomberg Television, C-Suite, joining us here on WXBR. Jeffrey, last time you were on the program, we got a nice invite from your people following the interview to what was the premiere party in New York City for C-Suite. Unfortunately, on a weeknight, we couldn't do it to get back here early in the morning, but one of these nights we're going to have to take you up on that. We're going to have to meet up in New York City somewhere, my friend.
Yeah, that, or we'll come to Boston, we'll do a live show there on the radio, and then we'll have a party up in Boston.
Absolutely,
that'd be great.
We'd love to have that happen. That's Jeffrey Hazlett of C-Suite joining us here on AM 1460, the new WXBR. Jeffrey, thank you.
All right, cheers, my friends.
Stick with us here at WXBR.